From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' administration posted a document online bearing an authorized signature of another elected official. At issue is an executive order issued by Greitens shortly after he took office in January 2017 that directed state agencies to look for ways to cut regulations. The version posted to the governor's website differed from the official version filed with Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. Although Ashcroft never approved the version on the governor's website, his signature nonetheless appeared at the bottom of it. The governor's spokesman, Parker Bryden, said staff accidentally uploaded a draft version. But Bryden said he didn't know how or why Ashcroft's signature came to be placed on it. Missouri high school students could put computer science course credits toward graduation requirements under a bill passed by both the Senate and the House last week. If enacted, the measure would allow students to count one computer science credit toward math, science, or elective graduation requirements. It directs the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education to develop a high school graduation policy that allows that by July 2019. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry touted the measure as a way to incentivize high school students to take computer science classes. Missouri prison officials are working to stem the flow of contraband after multiple overdoses, including a few that were deadly. The Missouri Department of Corrections began tracking last May after inmates began overdosing at administrative segregation, which is one of the most secure and isolated parts of prison. Over the next 9 months, there were 146 overdoses spread throughout the state prison system, with multiple drugs to blame, according to prison records. Opioids are particularly problematic. Some have tried to hide the drugs in the glue flaps of envelopes and under stamps. Food visits for offenders with good behavior have been temporarily suspended because visitors were trying to smuggle drugs in that way, a clampdown that has hit offender morale. The spokeswoman for the correction system says overdoses are a priority issue. In May, when the department began tracking overdoses, more thorough contraband searches were called for. The corrections department is also reevaluating procedures designed to prevent staff from smuggling drugs. Visitors to the Kansas City Zoo will get a chance to pet sharks and stingrays starting later this month. The new $3.5 million Stingray Bay officially opens May 18th. It features 20 cow nose rays, 8 southern stingrays, and 12 white-spotted bamboo sharks. Eventually, the public will be able to feed them chunks of fish, probably for a small fee. Zoo officials said at a preview event last week that they would not take chances with public safety. The rays' stingers near the base of the tail have been snipped off. The removal is harmless to the animals, which face no predators in the zoo exhibit. The bamboo sharks measure about a yard long and are bottom dwellers. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.